Hi, this is a dictation from Muhammad Amir. MUHAMMADAMIR. Amir. Date of birth is 9/18/1986. And the date of accident is 8/29/2022. Date of service is 9/7/2023. The patient presents with the complaints of severe pain in the left knee, making it difficult to walk, sit on the floor, or go upstairs or downstairs on the flight of stairs. Severe pain in the neck, upper back, and lower back. And moderate headaches off and on. These pains are caused, according to him, allegedly by an automobile accident that occurred on 8/29/2023. History of the automobile accident. Patient reports that his accident happened as follows. On 8/29/2023, the patient was traveling in Dearborn Heights at George near Telegraph. He was traveling eastbound George Street, and there was a stop sign at which he was trying to make a right turn on Telegraph Road. He was completely stopped at the stop sign, and he was standing on the stop sign. Another car that was passing across the Telegraph was expected to pass through, straight through. However, this car suddenly made a wide right turn and hit into his rear part of the driver's side. The impact was at 30 miles an hour. He was 0 mile an hour. His car was Tesla. The other car was Mitsubishi. He was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. The airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And there was no loss of consciousness. The patient reports that the damaged car was not completely total. It has been repaired by the insurance company. Rear bumper and rear fender is only got damaged. No glass rupture or fracture, no door rupture. Engine department is okay in the front, no windshield repair, breakage. And neither internally there was no damage either to seat belts or steering wheel console or dashboard. Regarding the injury, patient reports that at the time of impact, he twisted towards the right, although no part of his body hit a direct trauma. He reports that he was seen at Beaumont Hospital in Taylor, an emergency room at Beaumont Hospital, where he was there for 3 to 4 hours. X-ray of the lumbar spine and both the hips were found normal and there was no fracture. He was given medications and sent home. He also reported that he had a blurred vision and he went to see an eye doctor and they cleared him for any damage to the eye. History of presenting illness, patient reports he's suffering from headaches that are 4 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 and they are located in the front of the head, mild, and off and on and sensitive to the noise. They're not sensitive to the light at all. And there's no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the TBI symptom, patient does not report any symptom of PBI. He denies having dizziness, vertigo, loss of vision, ear problem, or blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision theory. He denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, since the accident, no loss of balance or equilibrium. No focus problem, no confusion or disorientation. He further denies any vomiting, nausea, incontinence. No taste problem or smell problem or facial muscle problem in the face or TMJ problem. He denies any subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, mild anxiety, mild depression, but no other issues like panic. Difficulty walking is reported by the patient. And no numbness and tingling is reported at all. except in the lower back pain, which is 5. Occasionally, he feels there is a numbness in the posterior part of the buttocks and the legs, all the way to the ankle and feet, but not involving any toes. Pain in the neck, upper back is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, but no radiation to the arms is reported. No damage to the shoulders, elbows, hands, and similarly no damage to the hips or right knee. Only the left knee is in pain, which is 7. He reports that he can walk up a block without pain. His sitting is okay, but standing is painful, which increases the pain in the back. And there is no pain sitting, and there is climbing is the most difficult, and sitting on the floor is the next most difficult. And sleep is very bad, mood is okay, and other than that, the pains are continuous and they are described as shooting. Scale of intensity is 6 to 7. ADLs are affected 7, or 6 to 7. And modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by lying down. He states there is a numbness and tingling of the both legs posteriorly, including buttocks and posterior part of the thigh in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. However, no muscle weakness is reported, no incontinence of the urine is reported. In the past treatment, patient has tried acupuncture, physical therapy, massage, and in the system review, positive for high cholesterol and high blood pressure in heart disease, diabetes type 2 in endocrine disease, neurological disorder, positive for back or neck pain injury and headaches. No other issues are listed. Past surgical history is positive for gallbladder removal. He also underwent a L5-S1 disc surgery with the laminectomy and fusion, and 6/28/2023 by Dr. Mohan. And that was affected from a previous automobile accident. I do not remember the date for it. Allergy is none. Family history, patient reports. Mother is deceased from heart attack. Father is deceased from heart attack. Siblings, 3 brothers, 3 sisters, 1 brother with heart attack. And he has undergone a stent. Relationship status, patient is married. And employment status, patient is self-employed and not working. He used to drive Uber and Lyft and is unemployed due to the pain. Disability, none. Legal history, patient reports he has a Daniel Mockland as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use the patient drug. Mood is described at 4. He has no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, no anxiety problem, concentration problem, self-worth problem, or depression problem are reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 105, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'7", weight is 200. 36-year-old Pakistani male of a average build, nutrition alert oriented, operative and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Does not appear to be acutely anxious, lethargic, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient is ambulatory with a regular normal ambulation with no dependent adaptive devices, and he is not using any pain, or he is able to walk reasonably well. The rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin. Please mention that there is a scar 3 inch long at L4, L5, S1 area, midline, in the posterior part. Neurological examination is normal, psychiatric normal, musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template, and spine tenderness is present from C5-6 T7 and T1 area. However, no muscle spasm is noticed in the paraspinal region. Trapezius muscle is not in spasm and no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Upper extension is not painful at all. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive. Destruction test was negative, Sotohol test is negative. Bruce test in the thoracic spine negative, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, in position of hernia test was negative, straight leg release test is positive at 35 degrees bilateral. Contralateral leg release test was positive. The regular test negative, CAMP test was positive. And Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Destruction test negative. Favor test is positive bilaterally. And Gossman test is positive bilaterally. Tenderhook sign is negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities are completely normal except the left knee. Please use a template to type. Left knee is as follows. On inspection, no scar, erythema, effusion are noticed. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the posterior part of the knee as well as in the left medial collateral. Left lateral collateral ligament. And there is a general tenderness, but no specific. No swelling, asymmetry is noticed. The knee does not feel warm or cold. There is no crepitus grinding noise or popping noise. Range of motion is 135 degrees. Motor power is normal. Varicose varus abnormal is not present. Collateral ligament examination showed a tenderness of the lateral collateral ligament and excessive movement. There is a possibility the ligament is either damaged or torn. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. McMurray's time is negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. In general, E66.9, 110, E119, V89.2X60, Z79.891, CNS R51, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Left knee pain, M25.562, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.488, S13.4X68. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.651.24. M54.08, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M96.1, sacroiliac spine, bilateral, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Muhammad Amir comes from the template. The treatment plan for Muhammad Amir is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and left knee, and both sacroiliac joints, with the addition of traction, massage, McKenzie exercise, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercises, thermomodalities are ordered. disability is ordered for work completely, housework and transportation. Medications are provided as follows: Celebrex 200 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Alavil 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, anxiety. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PLN 60 tablets for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Narcotic medication, Ortran, 50 mg PRN is 8 hour PRN provided for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have requested the release of the medical records, MRI, CT scan. Intravenous pain procedures, none are being considered except left knee injection at the request of the patient, intra-articular. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Identity care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records, yes. Investigations. The investigations will be on hold until the hospital records are available. DM, patient is provided the back brace, cold compression for preventing swelling and bleeding, and left knee brace. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. The patient is advised to return whenever necessary, and he will continue therapy, and if there is any problem. Thank you.